In the beginning of Maseches Nedarim, we have what can be looked at as a basis for quite a fair amount of the Torah said in yeshivas, the distinction between an Issur Gavra and Issur Chefza. Now, I'm not saying that what is said in yeshivas is referring to the same sense of Issur Gavra and Issur Chefza, but the Gemara clearly distinguishes between Nedarim and Shvuas and says that the line that divides between them is this question of whether they're Issur Gavra or Issur Chefza. The Gemara says, Kol kinin nedarim kinedarim, ma'ashna gabi nozit lo katani lo hu lo kulu, ma'ashna gabi nedarim. The Gemara says, why does it say by nedarim all the different dinim of nedarim and naziris and shvuas and charamim? And then it says that over here it had to say two, since it says two, it says the rest. It had to say nedarim and shvuas. Ask the Gemara, if the main point of our Mishnah is nedarim and shvuas, why does the Mishnah put in charamim between nedarim and shvuas? The Gemara answers, I did the tana nedarim de mitzvah chefza alei, tana nami charamim de mitzvah chefza alei. Lafuke shvuas de kosa nafshe min chefza. Neder and charamim are cases where a person prohibits an object on himself. But a shvuah is done differently. In a shvuah, a person prohibits himself from using an object. This is termed as Isser Gavra. The person is prohibited. Also nafshem in chefza. Whereas in the Nedarim and Charamim, the Ran on Beis Amar Aleph explains, Charamim are a type of neder. It's just a word that could be used to formulate a neder. These are done with by creating an Isser Chefza. What is created in the neder is an Isser Chefza. The first thing we'll discuss is what exactly is the source for this. Who says a neder is an Isser Chefza? Who said a Shavua is an Isser Gavra? Where does this all come from? Why is it so obvious to the Gemara that by a neder a person is making an object also to him, as opposed to himself also to the object? And then I'd like to go on from there and discuss what difference does it make if a person is also to an object, or an object is also to a person. If it's prohibited for a person to eat this loaf of bread, then no matter how you formulate it, whether he is prohibited to the bread is prohibited from him, he's not allowed to eat it. Is there any difference between the two? And how do we define Issur Gavra and Issur Chefza? So let's start off with the sources. As far as the sources, the Tosfos over here tells us where the Gemara takes it from, that neder is Issur Chefza. Ndam de mitzvah chefza elave, da amar kikar ze koinam alai, sha oiser kikar lav hektish. And the Tosfos says, even though by nedarim it says a person makes a neder, referring to the person, nevertheless, then mashmal he says the yidar mashmal of Jerusalem are gavra. It's talking about the person that's making the neder. Mekomok m'ksiv ki yidar neder Jerusalem to matfis binodar v'zehu hachefetz. By neder it says ki yidar neder l'Hashem, from which we learn that a neder involves being matfis b'davar another, saying that this object will be usher like another object, which is already usher to him. Since we're discussing taking the isser of one object and bringing it to another object, it is called an isser chefza. The isser is being placed on the object. The source for this is a brisa that's brought down in the Gemara later, where it says that at sheyidah bedavar hanadar, neder must be done b'dover neder. And daf yedal amar aleph, amar kra ish ki yidar neder l'Hashem at she yidar b'dover hanader. That's what it means, yidar neder. At she yidar b'dover neder. He has to make a neder by comparing this to an object that is neder. We'll see more about this soon. There's a machlokas rishonim whether that means that a neder can only be made by comparing an object to something that's aser already, or whether it means that if you're going to compare the object that you're creating an Isser on to another object, You can only create Isur b'neder by comparing it to an object that's Asur b'neder or b'hektish, but you cannot compare it to you cannot create an Isur by comparing it to an object that's Asur for another reason, such as nevelos, treifos, or all the other things that we're not allowed to eat. So either it means a person must, whether it means that a person must compare the object that he's prohibiting to something that's Asur b'neder, or whether it means a person may compare the object he's prohibiting to an object that's also. In either case, you see that a neder is made, or can be made, by comparing the object that is being prohibited to another object. That's called davar hanoder, that's called iser chefza. What about the shvuah? How do we know shvuah is iser gavra? Well, it would seem that we don't need a source for that. And the reason for that is because the Rishayim tell us in many places that all isurei Torah are isurei gavra. The Ram speaks this out on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. He says that Techiecha Teneder Chal HaMitzvah Chayel Nami Ashvua SheMitzvah SuShvua Shtein Isur Gavrahem VeChayel Layu Isur Hefza Tenedarim. He says all the mitzvahs are Isurei Gavra, and the Ritva says at the beginning of the second parak, the Rambam says this, other Rishonim say this, all the Isurim of the Torah are Isur Gavra. So Shvua is another Isur of the Torah. You shouldn't need a source to tell us that it's an Isur Gavra, meaning the Torah is telling me what to do. That's the default, that's what we'd assume automatically. However, the Rosh over here gives us a source for the fact that a Shvua involves an Isur Gavra, or creates an Isur Gavra. He brings a Pasuk, Nefesh means a person kisi shava when he makes a neder. Since it says the Torah emphasizes nefesh kisi shava, it is indicating that the nefesh, the person, is what the iser is created on. Nefesh kisi shava, on the person, an iser gavra. Why is it necessary for the Rosh to bring this as the source for a shvuah being an iser gavra? Can't it be automatically assumed that every Isur Torah is Isur Gavra? The answer is, probably, because the Rishonim ask that a Shvuah actually should be an Isur Chefza, just like a Neder, because the Torah says a similar Lashon to the Lashon found by Nedarim with regard to Shvuah. Tosfos over here, and Daf Beis Amud Aleph asks this, he asks it again, and Daf Yudad Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, Afogav, says Afogav Degabe Shvuah Ksiv O Hishava Shvuah. The Pasuk says by Shvuah the same type of Lashon as by Neder. The Pasuk says Ki Yidr Neder LaHashem O Hishava Shvuah. If Yidr Neder means he can make a Neder by comparing the object to another object that's also, then Hishava Shvuah could also mean he could create a Shvuah by bringing over an object to Shvuah and comparing it to it. Says Taisvus, no, we don't apply the pasuk by shvuah the same way we applied it by neder. It says, "Mikol makom goli kra losi shavu b'shmi la'shaker demahazar agavra." The pasuk says, "Losi shavu b'shmi la'shaker." There's another pasuk involved in shvuah. So the pasuk says, "Do not swear falsely in my name." Over there, the pasuk is saying that you're not allowed to say something false. Obviously, talking to the Gavra, telling us something about the way the Gavra is acting. Nothing to do with the object that he's talking about. Losi shavu b'shmi la'shaker relates entirely to the person and totally ignores what the Shavuah was. It makes no difference. You made a Shavuah, you have to keep it, it has to remain true. If so, we're talking about it, it's a Gavra. That's Tosfos' answer for why the Pasuk of Yishava Shvuah does not teach us that a Shvuah must also be made, or can be made, by comparing an object to another object. That's not what the Pasuk is telling us, because Kvar Goli Kra, the Pasuk revealed to us elsewhere that a Shvuah is an Isur Gavra. It's a question of telling the truth, Pashut. Other Rishonim also relate to this question. I think the Rosh is answering this question of Yishava Shvuah by bringing the Pasuk of Nefesh Kisi Shava. The Ran in Shvuos answers the question of Tosos by saying, if Hishava Shvuah would be saying, you have to compare this object that's also b'shvuah to another object that's also b'shvuah, how will anyone ever make the first Shvuah? Where does it start from? You have to compare a Shvuah to something else that's also b'shvuah. If you can't make a shvuah without comparing it to something that's already aser, so then you're back to the problem of tzvas b'tzvas asuya, of how do you start with the first shvuah? How do you make the first one? The neder is different because neder can be made by drawing the isra kedusha that we find in an object that a person made kadosh. Nidre Hektish. If a person makes an animal kodesh, hareza ayla, then he could say, this bread will be like that object. It's possible to make a neder of Hektish without a hatfasa, without saying I'm comparing it to something else. So therefore, it's possible to use that kedusha that's already created to make a neder and say, this other object, this piece of bread will be like that animal. But when it comes to shvur, there's nothing else to start from. That's how the Ran answers it. And others just assume that there's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, that a shvua has got to be an iser chefza, an iser gavra. And therefore the pasuk can't mean that we have to use yishav shvua for something else. That's what the Ritva says in the beginning of the second parak, and others, meaning that there might have been some kabbalah, that this is what a shvua is, and if so, we're not really learning it from the pasuk. We don't need a source from the pasuk. This is just a kabbalah, neder, iser chefza, shvua, Isser Gavra. Okay, but in any case, there are even some that go further and say that a Shvua could be made on a Cheftza, either a Cheftza or a Gavra. Unlike a Neder, which is exclusively an Isser Cheftza, a Shvua could be an Isser Cheftza or could be an Isser Gavra. This is what Tosfos says in Shvua's Chafei. Rashi says this in Nazir. There are other places, other Rishonim say this. And they're learning that out also from Yishav HaShvua, since the Pasuk says Yishav HaShvua. We'll hopefully get back to that a little bit later. That's the Gemara to Zayin of Abayis. That depends on how to learn that Gemara, where the Gemara actually does suggest in a Havamina we should make a drush of Yishav HaShvua. In any case, that is what some Rishonim say. According to those Rishonim, why does our Gemara say that Shvua is Asar Nafshe Min Cheftza? It's a Gavra, it's not Issa Cheftza. They answer, the Rishonim explain, that what our Gemara means is simply that a Shvua could be either Issa Gavra or Issa Cheftza. But Neder is only Issa Cheftza. And Cherim as well is only Issa Cheftza. That's why Cherim belongs together with Neder. That's how they learn. This is pretty much the opposite of what the Ran will say in Yud Chesam and Aleph, where he says that a Neder involves both the Issa Cheftza and the Issa Gavra. The reason for that is because he says all Yisurim in the Torah are Isser Gavra, like we mentioned before. And if a Neder is an Isser in the Torah, so that's also an Isser Gavra. Every Isser in the Torah has got to be Isser Gavra. If a Neder is an Isser Torah, so it's also Isser Gavra. Shvua is just Isser Gavra, but Neder is Isser Gavra and Isser Chavza. According to him, our Gemara is saying the opposite. The Neder is also an Isser Gavra, whereas Shvua is only and Isser Gavra. Neder is also Isser Chefza and Isser Gavra, whereas Shvua is only an Isser Gavra and not an Isser Chefza. That's what comes out from the Ran over there. This, in fact, is a general, is a basic question we should ask, but how could we say that the Neder is only Isser Chefza if all Isser Torah are Isser Gavras? The Ran is saying, well, it means that it's also Isser Chefza. There are, though, other Rishonim, the Ra'ah, Rebbe of the Ritva, and of Tazayin of Aleph, who say that Neder is an exception to the rule. All Isser Torah are Isser Gavra. But since the Torah reveals over here that Neder is Isser Chefza, either Lech L'Moshe V'Sinai or from Ki Yidar Neder, whatever the source is, that teaches us that when the Torah says Lo Yachal Dvaro, it's an Isser Chefza alone. Even though normally I would read it as Isser Gavra, like all Isser in the Torah, here it's Isser Chefza alone. Okay, so we've spoken out the sources for Isser Gavra and Isser Chefza, and we've discussed whether Neder is also an Isser Gavra or just Isser Chefza, which is what the Ran says, or perhaps the other way around, the Shvua could be either Isser Gavra or Isser Chefza, where Neder is exclusively Isser Chefza. Doesn't mean that every Shvua is Isser Gavra and Isser Chefza, don't get me wrong. It just means that if a person expresses the Shvua in terms of an Isser Chefza, it'll create actually an Isser Chefza according to those Rishonim. Okay, now let's discuss how we define an Isser Chefza. The point is very hard to define because we know that an Isser of the Torah applies to the person. The Torah is talking to us. It's not talking to the objects. It's not talking to the loaf of bread. It's not talking to the carbon. It's not talking to the nevelos or trefas. It's talking to us. No matter how you want to formulate the words, it comes out that I have an Isser Gavra. I am not allowed to do something. Which is basically why those Rishonim told us that every Isser Torah is an Isser Gavra. So what makes a neder Isser Chefza? Good, ki yidor neder. The Torah says you're comparing. But is there something about the object itself, about the object that I prohibited with a neder, that makes it an Isser Chefza? What is there about it? How can I define this Isser Chefza? Is there something actually different, or am I just playing with words over here? So, let me start off with an interesting shita, which would solve this problem very simply. We mentioned Tosfos, who says that even though the Pasuk says Hishava Shvua, implying that Shvua also is an Isser Chefza, you're comparing the Hishava Shvua, you're taking a Shvua and making it from a Shvua, says no, another Pasuk reveals to us that that's not how to learn the Pasuk. Los Hishavu Bishmila Shaker. That Pasuk tells us that the Isser Shvua is simply Sheker. Sheker is a question of Isser Gavra, is a question of keeping your words, sticking to what you said. If you understand like this, that there's only an Isser Sheker involved, then I could hear the difference between Isser Gavra and Isser Chefza very clearly. Isser Gavra means, I said some words, let me keep those words that I said. I cannot say Sheker. Isser Chefza means there's an object involved as well. The object is the object that I prohibited in the Neder. In fact, according to this definition, perhaps all the Isurim of the Torah are also Isser Chefza. There's no need to say that all the Isurim of the Torah are Isser Gavra. Any Isser that has an object in it, Isser Nevelis and Trefis and Shkotzim and Nirmasim and all the Isser Basatame, all these Isurim are all Isser Chefza. And that is Isser Chefza. What makes Shvua Isser Gavra? It's just a question of telling the truth. There's absolutely no part that the object plays in this other than causing me to tell the truth and not to tell the truth. I have to make sure that I said the truth. I'm not lying. I cannot lie. I cannot say a Shvua that will be false, that will not be kept. And if so, when it comes to the Shvua, I could call it an Isser Gavra because the object is just playing a very side part in the scene over here. It's a very secondary part. It's causing me to make my words true or false. I said I'm going to eat this loaf of bread by tonight. If I don't eat it, then the bread has caused me to say a falsehood. If I say I won't eat this piece of bread ever, if I eat it, then I haven't kept my word. But the bread didn't do anything. There's no Isser on the bread at all. The Rambam seems to have taken this shita. The Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos lists in the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos what the Isurim are in saying a Shavuos Sheker, or any Isurim involved in the mitzvahs involved with Shavuos. This is what he does in the beginning of every set of mitzvahs. Hilchos Shavuos, yesh b'cholon, chamesh mitzvahs, one mitzvah sasei, four mitzvahs lo sasei, shelo lishava b'shmol ha-sheker, shelo lisa shmol ha-shav, shelo lichver b'pikodon, shelo lishava kfiras mamon, lishava b'shmol b'emes. That's all. That's what you have when it comes to Isur of Shavuos. What about Bal Yochel? What about the Isser Torah that says, Lo Yachel Dvaro? In fact, in the Rambam, in Halacha Gimel, he says, Nishbal Achas Me'adam Machel Kol Seil, if someone makes any Shvur, Lahabal, Sheoval, Sheoichel, Sheloichel, Vehichlif, and he didn't keep his word, Vehichlif, he switched. He didn't keep his word. Kegon shenishpa shelo yoichal v'ochal o sheyoichal v'lo ochal o sheachalti v'hu lo ochal shelo achalti v'ochal harei zu shvua shoker v'azeh uchiyotz bo nemar lo sishavu b'shmin l'shoker v'em nishpa l'shoker b'meizet loike b'shoigig maybe kovenar it levi yoyret shenemar v'nela mimenu v'hu yada v'oshem. The Rambam doesn't mention a word about Bar Yochel in the entire Hilchos Shavuos. And he says the issur that your over is that's the Isser Shavuos. That's the Isser Shavuos, he says. And when it comes to the mitzvah sasei, there's a mitzvah sasei by Nedarim. The mitzvah sasei is kechol yesh mi piv yaseh or moisus v'sefer tishmer v'asisa, which he counts in the beginning of mitzvah Nedarim, the hilchos Nedarim. She yishmer moisus first v'yask moshe nedar. And in halacha dal, in mitzvah sasei shel Torah sheikayim adam shavuaso o nidra. Ben Shahayim Inidri Isser, Ben Shahayim Inidri Hektish, Nemer Moises, Vasechet Tishmer Vasisa, Kasha Nadar, Tavanemer, Kachol Yesimi Piv Yaseh. He says that there's a mitzvah both by Shavuos and by Nedarim, but when he mentions in the previous halacha, when he mentions that a person's over bal yochel if he doesn't keep a neder. He says, actually, the next halacha, lacha hei, perkav lacha hei, ha'oiser al-asma min mimine meichel, gon shema teina, teinam asurin alai, teinam shamadina plainus asurin alai. He says, if he eats it, lopi min atara, shenema la yochel dvara, she'en lin adarim shir, shkola neida, but he drops shvua. Nothing else about shvua now. He talks about a neder, making a neder, and he doesn't say anything about yochel for shvua. The Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos, quotes Rivash, who says, indeed, Rivash and Shin Pei Zayin, that indeed, according to the Rambam, there is no Yisr Bar Yochel B'Shavuos. It's a problem working this out in the Gemara, in Shavuos, Daf Chafal from the Beis, and the Rishayim talk about it, the Rivash talks about it here. It says there's no Yisr Bar Yochel B'Shavuos. The Ursa Meach asks on this, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, and his Dibros Maisha in the beginning of Hilchas, in the beginning of Maseches Nedarim, asks, the Pasuk says, Ki yidon neder la'Hashem o yishav ha'shvua lo yachel dvaro. The Pasuk of lo yachel dvaro is said by yishav ha'shvua. How could anyone suggest such a thing? The Rivash is a terrible mistake. That's what they say, and they agree with the Kesef Mishnah and others that give a different pshat in the Rambam. But I think we found a good chavar now for the Rambam. Taisva says this. Taisva's on the face of the veins. He says, even though it says, oh, Yishav HaShvuah, the other pasuk of Losi Shavu B'Shmiel Shekah teaches us how to understand Losi Shavu, oh, Yishav HaShvuah. Meaning when it says, Lo Yachel Dvaro, it's true, I would understand that normally to mean that the object becomes Asar. Lo Yachel is in Loshen of Chulin. Don't mean Mechalel Yadavar, your word. Mechalel might be to eat the object. The object becomes Asar. But if the pasuk teaches us Lo Yishavu B'Shmiel Shekah, the Isser of Shvuah Sheker is really a question of telling the truth, lo yachlif, hichlif, like the Rambam says, changing his word, then if so, it's possible to say that even though when it said, the words lo yachl over there, in terms of Shvuah, have to be interpreted to mean not to make his words chulin by making it into Sheker. But by neder, those same words lo yachl will mean lo yachl is a chafza, exactly like Taisva says over here. That's what Taisva says over here. Why didn't the Rambam count Lo Yochel still? If Lo Yochel means that, but still there's a love of Lo Yochel besides Lo Sishavum, that's not a problem. The Rambam writes in Shorash HaTshiyah of Sefer Mitzvahs that there are times when there are numerous love and numerous losases which prohibit the same act. In such cases, we only count one as the mitzvah. We don't have to count the other. Lo Sishavum and Lo Yochel are really two Isurim that are saying the same thing. It's just rephrasing it in different words, according to the Rambam. When it comes to Shavua, Lo Yochel means the exact same thing as Lo Shishavu. He doesn't have to count Lo Yochel or mention it at all when it comes to Shavua. According to this, it's very clear what Issa Gav and Issa Chefza is, and all Isurim of the Torah could also be called Issa Chefza, according to this. And the Ritva, in the Ritva, in the second parak of Aaron Yafin, who has fabulous notes on the Perish of Ritva and Maseches Nedarim. The Ritva, by the way, is not written on the Gemara as usual, it's written as a Perish on the Ramban, and the Ramban is written as a replacement Rif, like the Rif is written as Halachos on the Gemara. The Ritva is printed on the side of the Ramban and back of the Gemara as a Perish on the Ramban, and the Rav Yafin was the Ma'adir, the one that edited and put out the footnotes on the Moshe Rav Kook version of the Chiddushei Ritva, and in his wonderful footnotes he hits just about everything there is to say about Nedarim in some place or other over there. And footnote 4 in Perek Sheni, he talks about the Shittas that actually say all these Yisurei Torah are Yisur Chefza. He doesn't bring the Taisi, he doesn't bring the Rambam, which I was Madaik from, but he brings Rav Raman Ahar, he brings others. In any case, that will be a simple working definition for Issur Chefza. Most Rishonim do not learn like this. Most Rishonim, kimat all the other Rishonim, do not learn like this. They learn that Issur Torah, like I said, are Issur Gavra, and there is Issur Bal Yochel B'Shvua. And if there's Issur Bal Yochel, so how do we define the Bal Yochel that makes the Issur Gavra, as opposed to Bal Yochel of Neder, which makes Issur Chefza? Because according to the other Rishonim also, the same words Bal Yochel are creating two different Issurim. That's also clear, that's what the Gemara says by us. So, for a working definition, we have the Avnei Nezer and Rav Shimon Shkop, Avnei Nezer, in Aruch Chaim, Simen, Lamed, Zion, Siftal, and Rishim and Shkup in the ends of Simon Aleph of his Chedushim over here, Mechavim to the same explanation. They say that whenever the Torah prohibits something to me, all those items we mentioned, Shkatzer, Muslim, etc., all those Macholos, Asuras, Asar, because they're below our dignity, they would bring us down, they would be pogim us, they would cause us to have a flaw by eating them. They're below us. That's what Isser Gavra is. It's going to take away from the Gavra, from me, if I eat that. Isser Chefza is the other way around. The object is too lofty for me, therefore I shouldn't be touching it, because if I do, if I use it, I will be flawing the object. I will be causing a flaw, causing a damage to the object. That's the Isser Chefza of a neder. A neder is made from hektish. Right? A person says, Hareza Alai, it should be like a carbon. Or a person says, this animal's a carbon. The carbon is too lofty for me to use. It's an Isser Me'ila if I use it. And a neder, which is an Isser that is taken from a carbon, is also the same type of a Isser, and therefore it's too lofty for me to use. It's made above, it's put above me. My using it will flaw the object. That's Isser Chefza. Isser Chefza is because we don't want to take away from the object. Isser Gavra is because we don't want to take away from the person. It's a beautiful definition, and they use that to develop it and explain different Gemaras. I think that definition will work better if we say that a neder has to be made through Atfasa, meaning you have to take Kedusha from a carbon and apply it to the object. Then you could say a neder is Kadosh, it's holy, it has a separate Kedusha just like carbon, and therefore it's Isser Chefza. But according to the Ran in the beginning of Nedarim, who says that just saying Hareza Asarlai is a neder, and it doesn't. You don't have to say any type of Adfasa, you just say Kikaza Asarlai, you don't compare it to anything, it also becomes Asar, then why should it become holy or something like that? So this definition may not be enough. I could say working with this idea of the Adveneza, I think that if you say, like, first of all, if you say that everything that's a neder is kadosh, and you have to be matfis, you have to say this is like a carbon, then we don't have to go so far as Avner Nezer and say that, well, it's being pogim the object. We could just say like the Ran says in Shavuos. The Ran says in Shavuos that hatfosa means we are taking and the kedusha that we have by the carbon and bringing it along to the neder. And this Isser Chefza might mean simply an Isser which can be drawn from one object to another object, as opposed to all the other objects which are Dover HaOser, and they're not Nedarim, not Karbanos. Those things are called Isser Chefza, Isser Gavra, because the person's not allowed to eat it. This is an object, this is the way it's defined, I'm not allowed to eat that object. Over here, by the carbon, or by a neder, you are bringing kedusha onto the object. The object itself isn't something that I'm inherently prohibited in. It's only because of the kedusha. And in fact, once we've said this, we could drop this idea of kedusha and just say there is some sort of chalos on the object. There is an extra added. There's an extra added effect that has taken effect on the object, that's sitting on the object, so to speak, which is causing the Isser. And if so, that's what defines Isser Chefza, that the Isser isn't just because I'm not supposed to eat this kind of thing, that's Isser Gavra, but it's because of the extra chalos that is sitting on the object, that something has taken effect on the object, and there's Kedusha over there. And if so, that could be the definition of Isser Chefza, meaning that there's something on it. Isser Nevelis, Isser Treifos, all these things, that's what they are, it's Usser. And when it comes to Hektish, though, the Isser is because it's Hektish on the object. The Hektish could be removed from the object through Pidyon, if it's Kedushas Agov, through the death of the animal, or making it unusable for the purpose of Hektish, the Kedusha could go off. The Neder also could be removed through Het and Adarim, but the object itself will remain the same. There's something sitting on the object, and that is the chalos of a neder. That's called Isser Chefza. Something sitting on the object. Something's affecting the object and resting on it, and it's telling us don't use that object. That makes it Isser Chefza, because something's resting on the object, as opposed to all the other Isurim of the Torah, which are simply an Isser Gavra. I think that's a very an alternate definition for what is called an Isser Chefza, what's called an Isser Gavra. Okay, let's go on. Now that we've discussed what Isser Gavra, what Isser Chefza is, and what the source is for that, let's go on to finding nafkaminas between them. Are there practical differences between Isser Gavra and Isser Chefza? The Mishnah is making a point of saying this is Gavra, this is Chefza, categorizing them. There must be some difference between them. And indeed, I think we could list over here, I found 7 nafkaminas, and let's go over them. The first thing is what we've been discussing. Let's go through this because we've mentioned it a few times already. Hatfasa. Hatfasa means saying that this object should be also like that object. The Ritva says, and Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that all other Isurei Torah besides Neder and Karban are Isser Gavra, whereas Neder and Karban are Isser Chefza. He explains the reason why we find that a Neder must be made by Dover Anoder, not Dover Asa. Right? The Mishnah tells us in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, a person that says, this object, this kikar is Asa, this bread is Asa to me, just like Behemet Meya, the bread doesn't come asa. If he said it's asa to me just like a karban, or like an object that's asa b'neder, then it does become asa. This is called ad sheyider b'dover ha-nader v'lo b'dover ha-asa. He has to make a neder by comparing the object to a dover ha-nader. Why is there a difference between a dover ha-nader and a dover ha-asa? Answer is, says the Ritva, you give him a base, because it's a chefza. A neder has to create an Isser Chefza. If you compare the object to something like a basar tamei or shkatzim or nevelus, whatever it is, if you're comparing it to an object that's asur min ha-taira, there's no. That's the same thing as saying this object's like chulin, because there's nothing on that object. That object is simply being a nevela, being a basar tamei. It's not. There's nothing on it. There's no Isser Chefza on it that I could say I am taking and applying to this object. It's like saying, Hareze kemochulin. That's what he says. That's what Ritva says. It's the same thing as saying that I'm comparing this to chulin. It says, Taimed Mosa, Techazir Nevela, Ein Gufan Aser Isser Chefza, Ela Sheha Adam Aser Lachlan. Vim came, Kainim to have an Isser Chefza, Heche Shayat Lomish, Yehei Isuro Kenevela. How can you compare it to Nevela? Shehari Nevela, Ein Isser Begufa, Yeser Mehetta Da Alma. And the object itself is no iser. And Ritva, the Ran in Shavuos says a similar statement, and Rachav, in Shavuos, the Ran says something similar, that you cannot, he says, Ein lahat fasa inin l'shavuos, she is a kedusha who haneder she nimshach v'nitfas v'lo is a greater. The neder is a iser of kedusha that's drawn over. That's what I said before about atfasa being drawn over in iser chefza. The Ram says that it's he's the lashon of iser chalifa. Says by hektish, it's something that makes chalifin that it could be. Put the hektish from one thing to another thing. And that's why there's a din. That's how a neder works, he says. Shekodesh osa chalifin. Afu yochel lahatfas isura v'davar amutulo. So it says the Ran. V'efshir gamkin to mehai tangla mimamatina matfas v'davar ha'asar. You have to be matfas v'davar ha'nodin, not v'davar ha'asar. Because davar ha'nodin has isa chefza. So there's an afkamina right away. The fact that Nadarim's an Isser Chefza teaches us that you have, or is the reason why the Torah tells us you have to be matfis b'davar nader. You can only create Isser Nader by comparing it to another object that's Aser b'neder, or by Hektish. This is what the Ran, the Ritva say. I think that this would only be appropriate if you say, like I mentioned before, that Hatfasa is necessary. The Ran indeed in Shavuos holds that Hatfasa is necessary, and Neder without Hatfasa is Marchal, except Midin Yad. And the Ritva over here in the beginning of the second parak also says that, unlike the Ran himself in the beginning of Nadarim. In Shavuos, the Ran added something to what he says over here, the Ran had a new shtickle Torah that he added on, according to which the only type of neder that exists is the neder with atfasa. That's the Ran and Shavuos. Those shitas can say that if a person compares an object to a davar aser, he's not creating an iser. But if you say that when a person says kikar ze aser lai, he has made an iser, so then he didn't mention anything about hektish or kodesh. Why should there be any kedusha at all of any sort in the kikar? And therefore, it would seem that it's not necessary to have a hatfasa bedavar hanador because it's bringing kedusha, since a neder can be created without any kedusha at all by just saying kikar ze aser lai. What kedusha is involved? So it wouldn't seem appropriate to say that the reason you have to be matfis bedavar hanador is because a davar hanador has an iser of kedusha that's on it, as an iser chefza. Because even when he says davar aser lai, he also is creating an iser, even though he's not comparing it to anything, and it should be aser just like any other iser. Why then is it that a neder's only bedavar ha'aser, not bedavar ha'noter, not bedavar ha'aser? The answer is in the Rambam, in Hilchos Adarim Aleph Ches. It's also brought down in the Ran, apparently based on the Rambam. The Ran is on Daf Yadon Amun Aleph, in the end of Dibur Maschul Amar Kra, says the Ran, Aber ki matfes bedavar ha'aser lo klum komar, tehechi leime, ki kezer alai ke basa chazir, lo esher de basa chazir, asrei rechmano behu lo asrei. The reason why you have to be matfis b'davar anadar is because you can only make an iser that's compared to an iser which you can make. Not, you cannot say, I'm making an iser like an iser which I cannot make. You cannot create an iser like dvarim tmeim, because that's not something that's in your ability to create. And therefore, a neder is only chal if you do compare it. If you want to compare it to something, you can only compare it to a davar hanadar, meaning something that has an iser that you created, hektish or a neder. And therefore, when a person says a kikar ze aser alai, it creates an iser chefza because of what we said, because of halacha moshe sinai, whatever you want to say, that a neder has to be iser chefza. Ki yidr neder, we learn that from that maybe. But according to the Ran, it won't be so good to learn that from ki yidr neder, probably halacha moshe sinai. But the iser that's created is iser chefza, even if you say a kikar ze aser alai, but you can only create an iser. But when you compare it to another object, if that other object has an issa that you made or a person could make. Okay, so this nafkamina of hatfasa b'davar anadar will be one nafkamina between issa gavri and issa chefza, according to some rishonim. As I said, according to those rishonim that say there's an issa of neder, even if a person says kikar ze aser alai, it would not seem that this issa chefza and issa gavri is a key to understanding why you can be matfis b'davar anadar, not b'davar aser. By Shavua, interestingly, if a person says that this object should be also to me to eat in a Shavua, just like that object, the Ritva on Yukim Lamabez brings from his Rebbe that will be Chal, because he said it'll be also for me to eat, which is a Lashon Shavua. Once you use the wording, the formulation of a Shavua, even though you said afterwards like Hektish, you meant like Hektish is also for me to eat. You don't mean like Hektish Issa Chefza. But if a person says, I want to be like so-and-so, so-and-so made an Isser on himself that he will not eat this kikar. I say, I want to be to this kikar like so-and-so. Reuven said, he's not going to eat the kikar b'shvur. B'shvur shalolachol kikar z'isser. And I say, I am like Reuven for this kikar. What will be there? That might be enough gemina between neder and shvur. In the case of neder, if you'd say, I will be like so-and-so for this kikar, maybe the neder will not be chal, because he's matfis in the gavra. You have to be matfis in the chefza. You have to make it iser chefza. The person himself has no din, perhaps, of neder. And when it comes to shvuah, if he says, I'll be like him, then it will be chal. The Ran in shvuah says this. The Ran in shvuah says that by shvuah, you could perhaps make a shvuah by saying, I will be like so-and-so, when you're matfis to the gavra. So that would be a nafkamina by Adfasa between Issa Gavra and Issa Chefza. By Shavua you'll have to be matfis, meaning say, this is also, I'm also like that person. We said that according to the Ra'ah, it'll also be chal if you make Issa Gavra, but you could make it, you know, it'll also be chal if you say, I will be also to this bread like a korban. But you could also say, I will be to this bread like Reuven. Whereas by Neder, that will not create an Issa, perhaps. But the Ran himself is mistapic, is not sure about this in Shavuos. In Shavuos he says that it's possible that there's no such thing as comparing yourself to a person that's usher to eat bread, because nothing, even if it's Isser Gavra, that doesn't change the name of the person or make him a different type of person. It's not like Hektish or Neder, where the object becomes an object Nodur, an object that's also the object of Karban. That's what the Ran says, and therefore, perhaps even by Shavuos, you cannot be Matfis B'Isser Gavra. So it's not clear that this there would be enough Gemina between Isser Gavra and Isser Chetzer regarding Hatfasa. Okay, another nafka mina between Neder and Shvua is what Tosfos says over here. Tosfos asks, "Im timer, umay nafka mina yasa chefzi lava yasa iu achefza yisham dila inyan zeh shem haya omer klenim shla oichel kikazeh lo omer klum chen omer gabe Shvua lahepech." If he says it in the wrong formulation, if a person says a Neder b'losh and Shvua, I will be usher to this kikar like a karban. Or he says, I will not eat this kikar like a carbon. I will not eat this kikar like a carbon. That's a neder b'loshen shvua. He's using the formulation of a shvua, discussing what he will do. Or he says, a shvua b'loshen neder, a shvua that this kikar is also to me, then it won't be chal. And that could be the simple meaning of what it means. It's a gavre sechefze. The halach l'moshe we see now, or the gzeres hakasav is, this is the way to formulate the neder. This seems to be the way the Ran originally understands in his parish on the Beis HaMebeis, which is why he infers from this Gemara that defines Neder as Isser Chefzer and Shvua as Isser Gavra. Ran infers from this that if one formulates the wrong way, the Neder or Shvua will not be Chal. However, he brings in the end the Ramban, who says that a Neder and a Shvua, if formulated the wrong way, is still Chal, and it's Chal, but it will be Midin Yad, meaning we'll call it a Yad LeNeder if he says it the wrong way, or a Yad LeShvua if he says it the wrong way. At the other extreme, you have Rishonim, like Rashi and Nazir, Daf Gimel and Dalet, and others that say that if you formulate a Shvua and say that this object is Aser to me, the object becomes Aser. It becomes Isser Chefzer by a Shvua, like we mentioned before. And perhaps by Neder also, they say that if you say a Neder, Beloshin Isser Gavra, you create an Isser Gavra. You create an Isser Gavra through a Neder. So there could be, so there, those Rishonim that say that there's an Isser, either a neder or a shvua could be Isser Gavra or Isser Chefza if you formulate it the wrong way, because instead of being what happens is not because a shvua could be a Isser Gavra, Isser Chefza, not because a neder could be Isser Gavra, but it turns into a neder. If you say a shvua b'losh a neder, it turns into a neder. Say neder b'losh a shvua, could turn into a shvua. We have many different shitas as far as neder b'losh a shvua. Rav Yafin and his wonderful miluim, the addendum that he has at the end discusses the different shitas, organizes them. The Haflos and Dorim over here organizes four shitas. Rav Yafin adds some more, but those are the main opinions as far as Neder B'Loshen Shvua. That could be a nafka mina, according to some, between Isser Chefzer and Isser Gavra. Like we said, according to the Ramban, in either case, even if you formulate it wrong, it'll work midin yad. So it's not a real nafka mina. But there are other nafka minas. Nafka mina is, can you make a neder to do something? The Rishonim say, no such thing. And this all the Rishonim agree upon? A neder has to be prohibiting an object to you. The Ran speaks to Sanon Dav Chesem and Aleph. He talks about Shvua She'eshne Perek Zeh. He says, it doesn't say in the Gemara that he said Shvua. Ha'omer Ashkem Eshne Perek Zeh. It says, Neder Godel Nodel Kaisrael. If a person says, I will learn this parak tomorrow morning, he made a big neder. Says the Ran, it doesn't mean neder. It means shvua. The Amar Behedi shvua. Not only that, he has to say the word shvua. Share neder, kivin shuhu mitzah chetza nafshe, lesa la'olam be'esa. There's no such thing as I will do, because there's no mitzah chetza involved. The Ramban talks about this in the beginning of Matos, and this is a davar muskam, agreed upon by everybody. A shvua can be made in four ways. Sha'oichal, sha'loyoichal. Sha'achalti, sha'loachalti. I will do, I won't do. Mishnah Mefureshos. A neder could only be to prohibit an object to oneself. The problem is that the Ran, right after this, says, on the next Gemara, which says, Nashkim v'nishna perikzeh, olav lahashkim, says the Ran, the reason one is chayiv to get up is not because of Shavua. He drops the line of Shavua entirely. Instead he says, B'dibur ba'al mechayiv, sagi dumya demay damrinan dekabola bilchud mahani litztaka, k'nisib b'fichas litztaka v'huadin l'chol dvar mitzvah. says this is a dvar mitzvah. When it comes to dvar mitzvah, you can obligate yourself to do things. That's what the Rosh and the Tosfos brings, Rebbe Elazar Mimitz, many others say that that's what the Gemara means here. Lav hanu neder, ela mechashvin lekilu neder tztaka. It's like nidrei tztaka, like nidrei hektish. The Ran in Daf Beis and Aleph said that if there's such a thing as nidrei hektish, then the Sefta is not going to discuss that. But included in nidrei hektish is nedarim for giving tztaka as well. The same pasuk that tells us, kasher nedarta Hashem lekach nedava, that says that a person has to keep his word, and there's an iser of lo sa'achil l'shalmo. That pasuk also mentions beficha zutztaka. It says kasher nedarta beficha. That's telling us that there's a chiyuv to give tztaka also, just like there's a chiyuv to bring a carbon. If you say I'm going to bring a carbon, you have to separate. You have to bring it, just like if in the same vein. If a person says I'm going to give tzedakah, he has to separate. He has to give it. Now this is a mitzvah la'asos. How could a neder be telling us what to do? Especially if the Ran just told us there's no such thing. The Ramban in the Chumash and Matos asks this in the beginning of Matos. He asks, how could it be a neder to say I will bring a carbon? That's a neder to do something. There's no such thing as a neder to do. A neder is prohibiting. Answers the Ramban. In a neder to separate a carbon, the Torah is mechadesh, that since eventually I will designate an animal which will become aser, which will be a carbon, therefore the neder is chal to obligate me to designate that animal and to specify where the neder will be chal. In other words, by nidrei hektish, the Torah tells us, even though you don't have an object yet, since it will end up that an object will be separated, you are obligated to separate that object and to make the neder. That's what the nidrei hektish is. It's like an obligation to make the neder, and therefore that's all considered a neder. He gives another pshat where he says it's just an achrayis nechasim, meaning and it's not really a neder. I'm not sure what he's saying. I think he's saying it's not really a neder altogether. It's just that I have an achrayis on my, I've obligated my property so that a certain amount of my property is now going to be designated designated to bring a carbon. Nothing became usher though. Maybe he's relying on what he, on that other Torah they said, that even though it didn't become Aser, but the Shibud is Meshubud to become a carbon. I'm not sure. In any case, according to that, Tzedakah could also be done that way. If I say I'm going to give $100 to Tzedakah, since I'm going to designate the money, it's going to obligate me now. But you cannot make a neder to do other mitzvahs. According to the Ramban, Nidrei mitzvah should only apply by tztaka, the hektish, where there's an object that will eventually be designated. But when a person says, Okum be'eshna perik zeh, then there shouldn't be a nidrei mitzvah because nothing is going to be prohibited. The Rosh and others, the Rosh in Tainis says, Perik Aleph Simin Yud Gimel, that there's a nidrei mitzvah to make a Tainis. Also, there's no chefts over there. I would think that they're arguing on the Ramban. And in fact, the Ritva speaks this out over there in Daf Kes and in other places. He says that the din of nidrei mitzvah is a separate din, meaning it's a gavra. It's really an issa gavra, just like shvuos. It's not like all of the nedarim. Okay, so that's what nidrei mitzvah are. And Daf Kes and Aleph, yes, and the Rosh also. Is and Daf Yud and Aleph is mashma that it's a gedder of shvua. It's Issur Gavra, it's not Issur Chefza, not like the Ramban. In any case, so that's the general machlokus about nidrei mitzvah, whether it's really part of nedarim, even though you're obligating yourself to do something, or it's a different thing. It's really a shvua, but it doesn't have the din of carbon. It doesn't have all the regular din of mashua. The Torah put it in the category of neder and called it a neder as far as that's concerned. But it's Issur Gavra of neder. It's like the Ran says in the beginning of the parak. It has nothing to do with all the nedarim that we're going to discuss here. The Gemara, the Ran itself on the Chesed Aleph is still Shver. Why did the Ran say that the first time when the Gemara says Ashkemesh and Perikzeh, it cannot be talking about a neder because it's telling you to do something. Neder Godel must be referring to a Shvua. And the second time when it says Nashkem and Nishna Perikzeh, says the Ran is Nidrei Mitzvah. Why can't the first time also be talking about that? So if Ramesh Sternbach Shlita explained very simply, the Ran over there, in the first part of the Gemara, the Ran explains the Gemara as emphasizing Neder Godel. Neder Godel Neder means there's even an Onesh for the Neder. It's an Onesh. If it would be a Neder, it would be an Onesh Markus. If it would be a Shvua, it would be an Onesh of Karbon. says the Ran, there's no einish for an akum ve'eshne. There's no einish for such a thing. It can't be referring to nidre mitzvah. It's true that'll obligate me to perform the mitzvah, but that won't create a neder gadol where there'll be an einish and there'll be a karban. Certainly not a carbon, because there's no carbon ever by Nedarim, and Lechayra, not even Bal Yachal. I'm adding that, I don't think he said that beferish, but Lechayra won't even be Bal Yachal. Bal Yachal is by Nidre Hedget, not by Nidre Hektish. Pasuk of Lo Yachal Dvar is talking about Ki Yidar Neder, making it Yisr Cheftza. And if so, when it says Neder Gadol Nadar, it cannot be talking about an Isser that has a punishment if it's a Neder, because that type of Neder has to be an Isser of not doing, not Isser of doing. Why can't it be talking about a nidre hektish? So the Ran explains, because it says neder gadol neder, it's emphasizing that, and that's what why the Ran has to explain there that it's referring to shvua really and not neder. Whereas the second gemara, which is just saying you have to get up, that gemara doesn't say neder gadol, that could be talking about nidre mitzvah. It's a beautiful explanation for the gemara according to the Ran. In any case, that was our third nafkamina. You're going to wonder about the gemara on Daf Gimel Mabez, which seems to say there is such a thing as a neder to do something, and I just said the nafkamina of Yisr Chepta is that you cannot tell yourself that I'm going to do something with a neder. What do we do about that? The neder has to have Yisr Chepta. Over there the Gemara says, Bal Yachal Dinadar Mashkachas Al-Gon to Amar Kikazu Oichal V'lo Ochla. They have Bal Yachal. So, in the Yalkut Shimoni, it quotes the Gemara differently. It says, Kikazu Olai V'Ochla. And Shalman Adarim brings this, and the Kisra Yad say that Gilin Ashas asks this question. If you have a different Gerasa, that solves it right away. If you're Gerasa like we have, then you have to explain why the Gemara, even if there is such a thing as such a nether, that to do something, why the Gemara chooses this as the classic example of Al Yachol. Okay, I'm not going to go into this. The Rashash and many others give the answer that it's talking about being Toila Nidro, when a person says, I will eat this loaf of bread if, says, I won't eat this piece of bread if I don't eat this bread. If I don't eat this bread, I'll not eat that bread. If he eats the first, then he obligates himself in eating the second one. Something like that. And he says, if I eat this piece of bread, if I eat the first loaf, then I'll become, then I won't eat the other loaf. So if so, then if he eats the first loaf, which was a neder, the only way for it not to be a neder is if he eats the second loaf. In any case, that's lechura, not a question, that Gemara. That Gemara, either you have to change the gear, so you have to explain it differently in any case. Okay, a fourth nafkamina between Yisr Chefza Yisr Gavra is very simple. Dover she'en bo mamish. And after Gimel Mabez, we find that the person makes a neder that he says, I'm not going to sleep, something like that. Sheina alai, sleep is usher to me, even if he says blush a neder. It says, the Gemara says that it's nachal. The Mishnah says, in fact, that in the Dorm, anachal dover she'en bo mamish. A shvur is chal dav hashem b'mamish. So it's the Ran, mishum de mitzvah gavra hu by a shvur, and kreis es a gavra, shalo yasakein, v'iu is pe mamish. And therefore, he has a mamish. Therefore, there's always something that he's creating this Ran. I will not sleep. Hashem kim in a darn, de mitzvah chevtu! Elkechi les be mashasha, lo asar midi. That's a very simple difference between the Dharma and shvur in terms of isr gavra, isr chevtu. Neder has to be creating an isr gavra. No matter how you look at it, neder cannot create an Isser on a Dover She'en Bo Mamish. So Neder is an Isser Chefza, therefore Neder can never create an Isser on a Dover She'en Bo Mamish, because there's nothing to make an Isser on. The Isser has to be on an object. That's a very simple nafkamina between Nedarim and Shavuos being an Isser Gavar, Isser Chefza. Another nafkamina, a fifth nafkamina, which the Ran is Mechadesh. The Ran's Mechadesh, a beautiful nafkamina, and daf Yud Aleph and Aleph and Tezayin and Aleph. The Ran says, according to Meir, there's a rule normally that goes as follows: Mitoich Lav Iyat Hashemayah Hein. If the Torah says that if a person, right, that if we find a lashon of Lav, right, that a person who doesn't do this will be free from something or other, will not be punished. It doesn't mean that if you do it, you will be punished. That's what the Remeir usually says. It says when it comes to many halachas, if you make a condition with your friend, I'm selling you this piece of land on the condition there, and you say only the law that you do not do that, if you don't do this, right, you say, then it will not be sold to you. That doesn't mean that if you do it, it will be sold to you. You don't say, mitech lav atashemeyahein. That's what Meir says. You cannot infer from a negative statement what will happen if the positive statement. But, says the Gemara in Shavuos Lamed Vav, when it comes to Isurim, the Meir says, mitech lav atashemeyahein. If the Torah says, one who does not do this in this action, let's say going into the Mikdash Shtuyayayin, one who does not go into the Mikdash Shtuyayayin will not die, then you could learn that if a person does go into the Mikdash when he's drunk, he will die. Why? Issur is different. When it comes to Mammon, the Svara, I understand the Svara as follows, that when a person is addressing money, then it's Nogea to other people as well. He's discussing his money or other people's money. In either case, if he's allowing his money to become Asura, to be given to someone else, or whatever, so it's something that interests other people, so he has to make it more, so therefore he has to make it more clear, and he has to speak out all the details, and therefore he takes off Yetesh Mehen. When it comes to Issa, he's talking for himself, telling him whether he's talking, whether the Torah is talking to us, telling us just what what is usher to me, or what is true, what is not true. I'm telling you on my own, and therefore and therefore I don't have to spell it all out. I think that's what this svara is. In either case, the Gemara says by Isura de isbe mamayne, if you have both Isur and Mammon, then Remeir says only by pure Isur will he say the example given in the Gemara is Saita, when it says in the Pasuk by Saita that if she sinned, she will be killed. If she didn't sin, she won't be killed. The pasuk has to speak in both out, because her ksuva is at stake. And when it comes to the ksuva, you have to speak it out and say both sides. The kohen will have to say, if you didn't sin, you won't be killed. If you did sin, you will be killed. And you lose the ksuva, meaning she's going to lose the ksuva. Since the ksuva is at stake, it's yisur dispeh memayna, techlav yetesh mehen. Says the Ran, a shvur is iser gavra, it's a pure iser. When it comes to pure iser, b'teich lav atesh mehen. And therefore, when a person says that I'm creating a shvuah that I will eat anything that does not belong to Yankel, it's the same thing as saying I will not eat what belongs to Yankel. When it comes to neder, if a person makes a neder and says I will not eat what belongs to other people besides Yankel, it's not the same as saying I will eat what, or the other way around. If a person says I will not eat what belongs to Yankel is not chulin, is not mutter to me, it will not be the same as saying it's also to me. And the reason is because neder is a chefza, and since there's a chefza involved, it's isura to ispe mamona, as is a gavin iser chefza. Since the chefza is involved, the object itself becomes aser, therefore it's mamona also involved, and Remeir will say, we do not say mitech lav at a shmeihein. It's a beautiful run, and that's the zayin of an alf and yud alf. Another nafkamina, a sixth nafkamina, would be when if a person prohibits other people's objects on himself, or his object on others. In the case of a neder, you're creating an iser chefza. If I say my kikar, my loaf of bread will be usher to all other people in the world, I could do that, because I'm making an iser and a chefza. They're not allowed to come and eat this piece of bread, which is my piece of bread. Whereas by shvua, you can't say that my piece of bread, I can't say no one in the world will be allowed to eat my piece of bread b'shavua, because I can't make iser gavra on other people. And by neder, it's the opposite. By neder, not only can I create an iser on other people to eat it, but they'll get malchus if they eat it, because I made an iser chefz over here. The iser chefz applies to them. This is how most Rishonim learn indeed. The Ramban, interestingly, says that this is not so. He says you can make a shvua to obligate other people, and you cannot make a neder to give another person malchus for eating an object. The first one is the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuas, Perakei. The beginning of Perakei, he says, if I make a shvua that Yankel's going to throw a rock into the sea, it's not a shvua shav, because if he throws the rock in the sea, then the shvua was kept. What do you mean the shvua was kept? I could tell him to throw the rock in the sea. Not only that, he says further, he says, if a person swears on something that is his own possession, in his own possession, then it doesn't help. But in Nishba Reuven Shaloy Yikones, I'm reading Shavuos, Parakei, Halacha Dalet. In Nishba Reuven Shaloy Yikones Shimon Beveisav, Veshaloy Enem Inachlasav Over Shimon, Venichnas Veveisav, Venenem Inachlasav, he says, Reuven, Potter, Sherei Yonas, Veshimon Chayiv, Sheova Adavar Asal Alasoso, Shimon is Chayiv Malkus. All the other Rishonim and Achronim discuss this Rambam at great length. All the Rishonim argue with this Rambam. How could you say a Shavuos creating Issa Gavra, I'm going to make someone else Asa? The answer is it's the Rambam Lashitaso. He learned that the Issa Shavuos is telling the truth. You're not allowed to break a word. If someone else, if I say that I'm not going, that Reuven's not going to come into my yard, Reuven's not going to have enough of my nechassim. It's something that I have control over. I could tell him not to come in, and therefore I'm allowed to make such a shvua. And if he comes in, and against my will, he has anah, and he's made my statement into a falsehood, he has made my shvua into a shvua shav, a shvua sheker. In the same way, if I say that he's going to even throw a rock into the sea, which is not mine, and he throws the rock, he's made my statement true. I haven't been over anything. So that's the chayr of the Rambam Lashitasa in terms of the shvua being just a question of sheker. And on the other hand, the Rambam says that if I say Reuven's usur beneder in my kikar, for instance, kikar zu usur al Reuven, if he eats it, he doesn't get malchus, because the pasuk says the Rambam, the pasuk says lo yachol dvaroi, it's only usur for him. This is the Rambam, after Zvavim now, of course, this Rambam. It's only usur for dvaro, the person who spoke it. There is no usur for the other person. That's because the Rambam, so she tells about what the usur chefza is. The usur chefza doesn't mean the arjik becomes usur. It's like all of the usur in the Torah. I'm not allowed to eat dvarim tmeim, I'm not allowed to eat a neder. But I can't make an usur that Yanko cannot eat my chefes, because it's not a question of saying sheker, it's a question of creating an isser, and an isser is created on me, not on other people. I think these Rambams are l'shitasa in the definition of isser gavra and isser chefza. Finally, one last nafkamina between isser gavra and isser chefza would be, is a nedachal on a mitzvah. The Gemara tells us on the sign of the days that a shvua, chaymer min adar mir shvuas, it says, that case I'm a kind of sukkah shani yesa, a little shani naipul filin shami niach, benedar masa b'shvuas mutter. It says that a neder can be made to prevent a person from keeping a mitzvah. Let's just go through this quickly. The Gemara over here discusses what the source for this is. Is it, it's from ki yidr neder la Hashem, as the Gemara says also, hishav b'shvuah la Hashem. This is the source of some Rishonim, that in the Maskana as well, there is such a thing as a shvuah and a dvar mitzvah. But many, most Rishonim learn that there is no such thing as Shavuah and Dvar Mitzvah. The reason is, says the Gemara, because by a Shavuah, a person saying, I will not do this act. But the Torah already obligated you to do this act. You're not going to sit in the sukkah. The Torah says, sit in the sukkah. You can't contradict what the Torah says. Hashem, by Neder, says the Torah, when he says, Hanoa sukkah alai, I'm not going to have a Noah from the sukkah, then we say that ein machilin la'adun davar asalo. You're saying the sukkah's asa. The sukkah's asa. Okay, the Torah says sit in the sukkah. But you're making an isra on the chefza, the adjik becomes asa. If that's what you're trying to make, then that could be chal, because the Torah doesn't say the sukkah's mil. The Torah says sit in the sukkah. You made the sukkah asa, and then mele, you can't sit in the sukkah. But saying that the sukkah's asa isn't contradicting on its own, in and of itself, it's not contradicting the mitzvah of the Torah. That's why a shvuah is chal, even on a dvar mitzvah. To give the Avne Nezer suggests another way of understanding why a neder could be chal on a mitzvah, because it's an isser chefza. He says it's not because the isser chefza doesn't contradict the mitzvah, because the chora it does in the end, in the final analysis it does. The Shimon Shkaf says the same thing also in the end of Siman Aleph. He says the reason why a neder doesn't contradict the mitzvah is because a neder is chal on each individual sukkah. I don't have to sit in that sukkah, I can sit in another sukkah. So when the neder is chal on that sukkah, is it contradicting the mitzvah? No, it's not, because I can sit in another sukkah. Even though the neder will actually be chal on every single sukkah in the world, but You cannot say on any particular sukkah, the Nevi cannot be chal on that sukkah, because that sukkah isn't a mitzvah. Memela it's chal. There's a big nafkamina here, according to this, by a mitzvah like kisei adam, where there's only one object to do the mitzvah with, the dam. Well, maybe this, you could cover part of the dam as well, you don't have to cover all of it. But by a mitzvah such as, let's say, Losi Eliisha, the Amnezer says, or a mitzvah such as Yibam, there's only one woman that you could do the mitzvah with. If you make that woman also, even with a neder, perhaps it will not be chal on a mitzvah. And well, to summarize what we said, we discussed the source for defining a neder is a chepsa and a shuiz is a gavra. The source is either from the pasuk Kid or neder, or from Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. We discussed how to define it, the definition of the Avnei Nezer and others, and Rav Shimon, that it's a kedusha, you're being pogam the object rather than being pogam yourself, and then discussed other definitions, that there's an extra added isser sitting on the object besides the object itself. Then we discussed nafkaminas between isser gavra and isser chevza, or nafkamina for hatfasa b'davar nodr as opposed to davar osur, or the way that a person does hatfasa with a shvua, you could do hatfasa with a shvua for the gavra, but not hatfasa by a neder for to be matfis b'neder, that I'm like another person. You have to be matfis the object, not the person, by a neder. Another nafkamina was shvua b'losh a neder. Another nafkamina was a neder to do something. You cannot make a neder to do something, and your dream is for a different category. Another nafkamina was davar she'ein bo mamish. Cannot make a neder davar she'ein bo mamish. Another nafkamina was that according to Rav Meir, by a neder, you will not say mitech lavat ha'shemayahein, because it has a chefza, it has a m'mayna, not just isura. That's the Ran. Another nafkamina is that you could make an isur on other people by an isur chefza, but not by an isur Gavra, at least according to most Rishonim. We discussed the Rambam, who doesn't seem to agree to that, and we explained his Lishitasa. And finally, in Afkamina, whether a neder could be chal to be mevatel a mitzvah, whereas a shvua cannot be chal to be mevatel a mitzvah.